This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour two. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It is a big day, unveiling the new Traeger hood. We dress things up. Chad from Traeger's here. It's a meat Friday. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, Juicy Lucy Burgers. What are Juicy Lucy Burgers, Paul?
Big in Minnesota. We had those Super Bowl week. Two hamburger patties. Sometimes I think they put like a cold or frozen, not frozen, but cold piece of cheese in the middle. They griddle it, and then it's just a cheese bomb.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Juicy Lucy Burgers, brats and beer, baked game day hatch chili, meatball sliders, micheladas. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Michelada is a Mexican drink with beer, lime juice, assorted sauces, spices, and chili peppers.
Mm.
Served in a chilled salt rim glass. It sounds lovely.
Michelada. A Traeger Frito pie and bourbon monkey bread.
So Frito pie, you know what that is, right? That was back in the day in old barbecue places. They would just take a bag of Fritos, open them up, and take a big old scoop of chili and put it on top.
Oh.
Frito pie.
Okay.
Also,
geniuses.
Good
okay.
for you. Good. Makes you feel good.
Bourbon monkey bread as well.
Yeah.
Who has it better than we do? Nobody. Todd not able to experience it today.
What a great menu that is. That's so disappointing.
Todd's still at home. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Peacock going big on college football. The Delaware Fighting Blue Hens face off against Penn State. It'll be at Beaver Stadium. It's Big Ten Saturday Live coming up this weekend at 12 noon. That'll be exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can watch this program. Big win last night for the Detroit Lions, and I think it's best for the NFL. We talked about this going into the game. What result is the bet? If you don't have any dog in the fight, and I said, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs losing is a better storyline for the NFL because now the Lions, all right, legit. It wasn't one of those off-season hype machines, and then they get blown out 45-10. And, you know, maybe Detroit becomes America's team because if you're thinking about a team that has been mired in mediocrity for such a long period of time, the Detroit Lions might be the Chicago Cubs prior to 2016, that they don't even get close. And this time around, they should be a playoff team. They've got a very entertaining, energetic coach. They got a young team. And they got some star power there, or at least the potential for some star power. Let's go back to the draft, because I gave you a heads up that a source of mine, who's a scout, said, hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is Marshall Faulk. He's that kind of player. And I thought, okay, this is a kid who transferred, went to Alabama. And I'm thinking, all right, he might be one of those second or third round picks. All of a sudden, the Lions step up and take him. Top 15 pick. 12th pick overall. And I'm going, they took a running back that high. Well, then they decided that they were going to take Jack Campbell, first-round pick, and as a linebacker, middle linebacker. And I go, what are the Lions doing? They took a tight end. I think they took a safety as well. So I'm watching last night, and rookie safety Brian Branch had a pick six. Sam Laporta, second-round pick, tight end, caught five balls. Jack Campbell had a pass breakup, eventually helping force a pick six. And Jahmyr Gibbs accounted for 50 yards of offense. How about that? Does anybody know the Detroit Lions GM? If you said Brad Holmes, you would be correct.
Holmes slice.
Yeah, what's up, Holmes? Yes.
All four of those guys you named were impact guys.
Yes. Yeah. So sometimes we look at these teams and we want to see the quarter. You know, it's all star power. And then you go, you got that guy and that guy, that guy and that guy, all four contributing and doing it on a big stage. Here you are, Thursday night, open up the season. You're going against Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. Granted, not fully assembled, but they didn't shrink. Kansas City, their young players did. Detroit's didn't last night. Poll question for hour two. Yes, Marvin, you were going to say?
You only know the front office when the team is bad. Like, I knew Matt Millen.
Wide receiver every year.
Oh, every year. Charles Rogers and Daniels.
It was so bad. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paulie.
If you go back, I'm looking at the draft coverage right now, and there was a lot of criticism of the Giants' draft strategy. Not the players they took. Again, where they took them. They said, Jahmyr Gibbs, they could have got him 10 picks lower. Jack Campbell, you could have got him in the second round. They got a lot of criticism for their strategy. People said they liked the players they took, but you know, so far, again, one night it worked out.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, we have nothing else to compare it to. It's one game. It's a standalone game. And we always have a referendum on, oh, my gosh, the Chiefs. Well, I'm not panicking if I'm the Chiefs. Now, you do go to Jacksonville next week. That's not easy. Not going to be easy against that team. And if they would lose that game with Kelce, I'm guessing Chris Jones might have had a little leverage, bargaining power while he's watching the middle of that defensive line get carved up on one of those drives. But, you know, Kadarius Toney with his drops, you know, over the past two seasons, Kadarius Toney is tied for 71st in percentage of targets dropped among players with at least 70 targets. I mean, Deebo Samuel is ninth, and Jamar Chase is 12th, and Amari Cooper is 25th, but they do get the ball a lot more. Kadarius Toney's biggest problem is he's got this talent. He hasn't stayed healthy. But when you look, there's a great screen grab last night. Mahomes is throwing the ball and is going right to Kadarius Toney, right to him, and they freeze it right there. And then they say the following, this led to a pick six. And you're going, how is that possible? Right in his hands.
It's impossible.
And you know, we had Tony Gonzalez on first hour, and he said, look, you got to put in the time. You got to treat practice, even before practice, like it's game day. These guys get out there. You can watch guys in warm-ups, and, you know, everything's great. You're catching, no problem. Well, when there's live bullets, it's just different. And you saw that last night. They have some young players. I don't know if they're going to be able to contribute at the level that you need to with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you have to come up to his level, at least try to. You know, you had Tyreek Hill who was able to do that. You have Travis Kelce who's able to do that. I don't know if these younger guys, how much time it's going to take for them to get up there. Chris Fowler will stop by coming up here in a little bit. I got some lines here for college football. Nebraska's getting 3 against Colorado. Okay. This is going to sound crazy. If I said you can watch Alabama, Texas, or you can watch Colorado, Nebraska, you can only watch one. Which one would you watch? Todd, I'll start with you. Colorado.
I want to see Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes and see what they do with Nebraska.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
As crazy as it sounds, I think I want to see Prime.
Okay. Marvin?
Seton, you don't sound crazy because I want to see Prime also.
Paulie?
The fact that I'm even pausing on this is enough of a compliment to Colorado that that's a win.
Yeah.
But clearly Texas-Alabama for me, that's an important game. But if you would have said a year ago, hey, we're all going to make plans to watch Colorado-Nebraska next fall.
Noon.
You would say, like, well, you couldn't imagine a reason why.
Even if you knew Dion was going to be there, you'd still go, man, I don't
think Tom Osborne was going to be
gonna
there.
I'm not going to watch. Yeah. I'm not going to watch that. Texas is getting 7 against Alabama. Nebraska is getting 3 versus number 22, Colorado. Also, some of these are according to DraftKings. Some of the other matchups, the Niners are giving 2 against the Steelers. The Jags giving 5 against the Colts. Bengals minus 2.5 against the Browns. The Eagles minus 4 against the Patriots. Is that game in New England? Feels like it would be. Minus 4? Is that game in Philadelphia? Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Something's up here. The Eagles against the Patriots, and the Eagles are only favored by 4?
No, it's Eagles at Patriots.
Okay.
So that means, you know, that'd be about a 7-point neutral. If it were a neutral site, it'd be a 7-point spread. Yeah, you're right, though. It's not big.
Minus 4 against the Do the Patriots win this game?
That's hot. That's scalding hot.
That's a hot take.
The Dolphins getting 3 against Chargers, and the Cowboys giving 3.5 to the Giants. At the Giants. Okay. I'm surprised at that one. A little bit. Giants playoff team at home. Nobody talking about the Giants. Everybody talking about the Jets.
Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes. Got a new tight end.
Making lots of money.
Saquon Barkley. Good coach.
I don't know.
Not selling it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Like Daniel Jones last year, I think he had 15 touchdowns, but they were winning. They're above average. I think they're just so desperate to be relevant, the Giants. They're like, what are we gonna do? We gotta keep this guy. He didn't have great stats at all. They were nice stats.
Well, they didn't have to pay. I would have said, you know, Danny Dimes, give me one more season. Let's see what you got. And then if I have to pony up, then I will, because you're worth that. I would have franchised him, and I would have probably given a little bit more money to say. The reason why Danny Dimes got paid is because of Saquon Barkley. But Saquon didn't get paid because of Danny Dimes. He got an $800,000 raise. Couple of phone calls in here. Poll question for hour 2. Seton, did you already tell me this and I already forgot it?
No, we just breezed right by it. Danny just sent in a poll question. Does Todd Fritz have pants on today? That's an interesting one.
Okay, let's go around the room. Now, pants or sweatpants or just boxers, which is what he had on yesterday. Nobody's at home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He got
no
his
police. No police here.
He got his stint taken out.
Oh, freewheeling.
Yeah. I'm going to say Todd's got boxers on today. Todd?
I am wearing a pair of light gray sweat shorts. So I have shorts on, no underwear involved, but nice silky gray shorts that are down to about the knee.
Okay.
Which is an upgrade from just underwear yesterday.
Yeah.
It's actually almost exactly the same, really.
Yeah. When you leave your bedroom.
I could wear these outside and, like, you know, shoot hoops in the playground.
Not without underwear on, Tom.
No. Oh, I missed that part.
You have to wear, if you're going out of the house in those shorts, you have to be wearing underwear.
Double layer, please.
Do you remember when we were on the beach in Southern California and Todd had his Zubaz pants on and we were shooting like a promo and he didn't have underwear on?
Yes.
And I went, dude, come on.
Things were bouncing around a little bit.
You're better than that.
He shot the original Olivia Newton-John cover, which was Let's Get Fritzical. And I believe it was a workout video. And there's a portion of that that has haunted me ever since I first saw it. That is just, it is graphic. It is graphic.
He's not lying.
Oh.
But there's graphic in a good way, and then there's unfortunately graphic in a very disturbing, haunting, losing sleep way.
Yes, and that's what Seton's talking
about. Mine is the latter. Yes,
that's what he's talking about. The music today is Detroit-based, and Marvin decided on this even before the Lions had the win last night.
Actually, you know what? After they won, I was like, you know what? I'm going to show some love to Detroit.
Okay.
And I played White Stripes, and I played Eminem, and I got a couple other Detroit artists coming
Well, there's
up.
A lot of music that
so much.
Came out of Detroit. Motown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of, if you don't play Bob Seger, I was like, okay, and if I don't play them, then what? I mean, I am, but if I don't, then what?
Bob Seger's a treasure.
I know, but they were just saying, you better play X, Y, and Z.
But you don't like to be told what to do.
Not when it comes to the music.
I mean, it's your music.
Like, Paulie gave me a great suggestion. I will play.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. Yes, Paul.
I asked if I could have an artist that was outside the Detroit metro area, but a Michigan-based artist.
Hmm.
I got I think because I picked the right one, Marvin, I got grandfathered it.
Yeah, you picked the jam, so that makes it much easier. But I think people would say this artist, you say Detroit, that's fine. It's not Kid Rock, by the way.
Kid Rocking up and down your block.
Ball with the ball. Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Andrew in
Washington. Breakdown right there.
You crush that.
Andrew in Washington. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh, Kid Rock. Hey, happy Meat Friday, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a stat of the day, but it was great to hear from Jeff in Detroit, the sports dawn of Detroit. And, you know, I go along with Paulie. You don't need to cut Kadarius Toney, but definitely just bench him. Let that rookie have some time and just let him have some time to work on his craft a little bit, see if he can get more, just more secure in his catching and on live balls, like you said. Also, hey, look in. Chad from Traeger has strong shoe game for grilling. Some nice cement Jordans. Those are great. But, hey, I do have a stat of the day.
Okay. Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
In a 56-0 win over Murray State, Louisville Cardinal football had a school record 5 quarterbacks complete a pass and recorded their largest shutout victory since a 72-0 win over FIU on September 21st, 2013. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, you can see Cowboys Giants Sunday night, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Tyler, operator, standing by. We'll take a break. Chris Fowler will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security, and you can do it yourself. That's the simple part of this. 30 minutes, or you can have a Simply Safe expert set it up for you. Either way, it's easy to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security, 24/7 live guard protection designed to help stop crime in real time. And if an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe professional monitoring agents actually see, speak to, and deter them through Simply Safe's new smart alarm wireless indoor camera.
Whoa.
How was that?
Yeah.
I know. 24/7 live guard protection. The new smart alarm indoor camera works seamlessly together as part of the Simply Safe system. They have a system for you. Whatever you need, Simply Safe has one for you. And there's no contracts to sign, no pushy salespeople, no hidden fees. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Go to simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We'll get phone calls coming up. Rex Ryan will stop by next hour, get his thoughts on what he saw last night. Chris Fowler, ESPN college football and tennis host and a proud Colorado grad. Good to have you back on the program there, Chris. Let me take you back to when Deion got hired. Your reaction was what as a Colorado grad?
My reaction, first of all, was he wasn't going to take the job. He was just teasing. But they did a great job, you know, selling him on the fact that Colorado would give him what no one other school would give him, which was carte blanche to do it his way without a lot of no, you can't do this, can't do that. And I think that was attractive to him. I think he actually loved the scenery out there. That's not acting. I didn't know for sure they would have this kind of quick success, Dan, but I knew the roster needed an overhaul. When you were on the slab, cold, dead concrete as a program, boom, you need somebody to go in there and shock it to life because energy is better than no energy. You know, buzz is better than no buzz. Belief is better than no belief. I didn't think that he'd be able to sell that vision to as many top recruits as he has and overhaul the roster in a way we've never seen it done before. Man, that was fun to watch that TCU game. I admit I was stunned, man. I did not think they could go out there and execute like that and beat a team that beat Michigan in the playoff last year. I was euphoric. I was proud, but I was really surprised.
How sustainable do you think it is in his first year? That, yes, he did surprise TCU, but now you kind of come back to you're not surprising anybody.
No, Nebraska and Colorado State are two rivals coming in the next couple of weeks. And I thought from the start that the success of this season might be defined by those two games. I expected a loss in Fort Worth. I'm not going to lie. I didn't believe, as Coach Prime would say, but I do believe they can beat Nebraska and CSU. I think they're a slight favorite in that game, so there are still a lot of skeptics. Matt Rhule, I expected them to get a bump. That was a disappointing loss they had to Minnesota in game one. They'll bring it. I mean, Deion, he laughed at me when I said, you've made your team a big target every game just by your presence and your personality. He laughed and said, I'm used to a big target. I said, yeah, you are. Because you're all world. This roster has never been a target, Dan. They've never been the focus of any opponent. So we'll find out how they handle their own success. I think they should win the game. They're hard to stop. You're going to have to score points to beat them.
But that spring game, when I tuned in for that spring game and I go.
You tuned in for the spring game?
I did, accidentally. I was doing a drive-by and all of a sudden I go, oh, wait, Colorado's got a, wait, what are they showing? Like a re-air of a Colorado game. And then a spring game. Like, wow, that to me was like, okay, they may not be good, but they're relevant because of Deion Sanders.
So was flying. Deion was concerned about the field, wanted to cancel the game. There's all kind of phone calls going on in the morning. He said, no, we can't stick around and do it tomorrow. You need to play it today. His kid, Shador, was out there in the snow. I don't think he'd ever seen or played in snow. And was spinning the ball, and they executed, and the crowd showed up. And it was, I said, this is Colorado. They're going to show up in the snow. Don't worry about that. It was filled. I called it from the field, which is a one-off experience, and it almost got run over twice when they blocked kicks and ran them back near us. RG3 is sprinting down the sideline. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, you kind of have a roster, but you really don't know what's going on out there. And then it turns out after the spring game, you know, about 60 guys were out, and about 60 new guys were in. But it was you got a sense there, Dan, of the unique, like, singular energy that he can bring, and the people were just along for the ride.
If I said you could only watch one, Texas, Alabama, or Colorado and Nebraska.
Well, I'm not watching Texas, Bama. I'm working, so I am expected to watch.
As a college football fan, not broadcaster.
Watch them both. They're on different times.
No, you only get one. Come on.
Well, do you want a fun experience? You want to go with the Boulder vibe, or you want something that's like Armageddon that has playoff implications? I mean, pick your poison.
I might pick Colorado against Nebraska because I'm just curious. You know, they come down a little bit here. Can Matt Rhule get Nebraska going after losing against Minnesota? Texas, Alabama obviously is spicy. I guess let's enjoy Deion while we can, and then we'll get to, you know, the rest of college football, the big games later in the season. Is that fair?
I hope the Buffs keep rolling. I mean, I think it is a great story. It was just pure fun. Okay, people went to the spring game you talked about, who had never been to Colorado, never seen a Buffaloes game. They were just drawn by the gravitational pull of Coach Prime, and they showed up in Boulder. And I know there are people around the country watching that team that have nothing to do with the program. It's just fun. And there's an exuberance and a freshness and a difference to it. Now, there's also a lot of people who want to see them lose because you don't come in and revolutionize the sport that's built on tradition and moves at a glacial pace, usually, in the way he has, and not piss some people off and turn some people off. But that's also what makes it fun, is that whatever you think of them, you're thinking of them.
Talking to Chris Fowler, ESPN college football announcer, and of course, he's been working at the U.S. Open. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. The Alabama-Texas matchup comes down to what?
I mean, it's going to come down to situational football. I mean, Texas is big physically. They look the part. They're not going to lose in the warm-up the way a lot of opponents do against Alabama. I think it's going to be defense. I think it's going to be last year's game was low scoring. Bryce Young had to make an escape, kick a late field goal to escape the game in Austin. I think it's a defensive game this time too. I think Texas feels equipped to deal. Alabama's got three guys in the offensive line, Dan, who are 350 plus. Okay, and not just huge. It's not soft weight. We've never seen an offensive line that can mash people like that. So it's going to be just big bodies on big bodies. And then, you know, who can make a play in the red zone? It's more like a Sunday game that way. It's not going to be frantic pace, I don't think. I think they'll play at a regular pace, and it'll be physical. And you know, who can make a play in the red zone? And, you know, Alabama's Jalen Milroe has had one start. He looked good, but minimal resistance in the opening game against Middle Tennessee, a much tougher assignment for him against Texas. So I think points at a premium.
Explain to me how we came up with the idea of keeping the clock running late in the game as you know, with first downs. Lane Kiffin said it's like going to see a country concert and they leave out two songs. He basically, you know, Chip Kelly is, you know, had some criticisms like, hey, I hope you're getting your commercials in there. Who came up with this idea, Chris?
The NFL. They're basically just copying the NFL clock rules because they saw that college games, Dan, does anybody really want to have a 3-hour and 50-minute game? I know Kiffin wants as many plays as possible. It's going to cut down 5 or 6 plays. It's going to shorten the game time. We don't have enough data to know how long, but I mean, it's really, you do see a difference though. You know how in the NFL you're watching a game and a team's trying to make up a deficit and there's 5-6 minutes on the clock, you better play that drive with urgency. And teams in college just haven't had that. So you're seeing some clock management challenges early on, but I like it because I don't like a 3-hour and 50-minute game, man. This could be going.
I didn't realize, you know, I went to Ohio State, Michigan a couple of years ago in Columbus, and the commercial breaks are interminable when you're there. But when you're at home and you're flipping around, you're doing something, it's not as impeding as it is when you're sitting there and you're going, wow, this is a long, long time in between, you know, punts and getting the field back, you know, guys back out on the field there. Am I sounding like an old man?
It's a long time when you're in the booth, too. I mean, I think the breaks are about the same as an NFL game. Half times are much longer in college. Everything has sort of been, you know, bigger, longer, sloppier than the pro game. And I don't have any problem with getting games done quicker.
You've been covering the U.S. Open. Explain to America who Ben Shelton is.
He's a lightning bolt. They just landed in Arthur Ashe Stadium, who has struggled with consistency, but has a big enough game. He's hit and served at 149. He brings it like an exuberance, an energy, a naivete that's almost beneficial when you get in these big stages because you don't get nervous. He's never been at the semifinal stage of any tournament on the tour. Even the little tiny ones, they call them 250s. Never made a semifinal there. Finds himself in the U.S. Open semifinal against a dude that's been in 47 Grand Slam semifinals. That's just one of Djokovic's many absurd numbers. But the dude has a puncher's chance. I was talking to Johnny Mack, puncher's chance, because a lefty serve at that speed, even the greatest returner ever, hasn't really felt that. Now, he'll probably settle in and figure it out. But, you know, listen, Shelton doesn't have scar tissue like a lot of dudes who play Djokovic do, right? They go in with a lot of scar tissue from past losses. This guy doesn't even know what he doesn't know yet. So let's see. It's been great. He's beaten two higher ranked, more accomplished American guys to earn this spot. And let's see what he can do today.
When did the dip, or why did the dip happen with American tennis, certainly on the men's side?
That's a good question. I mean, people have criticized player development, our best athletes not going into the sport. There was a couple of generations there where, you know, you had some players who were accomplishing things, but not at the majors. The sheer money we have, the resources we have, the fact that it's actually easier to achieve a good ranking as an American because of the volume of tennis tournaments we have and the opportunities to build your ranking without even going across a border. I mean, Shelton had never been out of the country, by the way, until the Australian Open. Didn't have a passport. Goes down to the Australian Open and he makes the quarters. I mean, it's incredible where he came from. But I think now we're there. I don't know if we have in this current group someone who can beat Carlos Alcaraz and win a major, Dan, because I don't think not many people are going to do that. This dude is set up to dominate, maybe even as soon as Sunday, but certainly in the post-Djokovic era, you're going to have to catch up to him. So I don't know if these guys like Taylor Fritz, Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Shelton are capable of winning a major anytime soon, but it's fun to have them in the mix.
We love to rank who's the greatest. I know it's generational with going back to Rod Laver and all of those different players' generations here, but Djokovic doesn't really matter what the surface is. I mean, I don't know where you stand with that, with Federer, Djokovic, or other with that label of GOAT.
Well, Nadal's in the conversation, and he had the most until Novak just passed him. What's interesting is in tennis, we tend to only look at the number of majors you want on the resume. I mean, how do you decide? I mean, who's the greatest quarterback in the NFL? Is it Brady? Is it somebody else? I mean, you know, is it the most Super Bowls? I mean, in baseball, how do you pick the greatest baseball player? I mean, in tennis, you can go by a resume. If you're going to go by the facts, Novak has the greatest resume, period. If you're going to go by, did they influence the sport? Did they grow it globally? Did they do something we had never seen before? I mean, Federer fans believe he changed the game globally in a way the other guys didn't. Nadal fans would look at, you know, his ability to adapt and grow his game and annex different territories. I mean, but if you go by a resume, it's becoming clearer, and it will become more clear if Djokovic wins on Sunday here.
I remember Pete Sampras saying to me, I said, what do you think of Federer? This is a long time ago. He said, he attempts shots that I wouldn't consider even trying. Like that just the imagination. You have to, I think we sometimes underestimate or don't factor in the imagination you must have as a shot maker. And you know, Federer has that certainly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, Maya Angelou has the quote, and I've used it before in this GOAT argument. People remember not what you did, but how you made them feel. Okay. When people watch Federer play tennis, they had a feeling that they never got from anybody else. Right. And it's just, it's that creativity, that beauty, that elegance, that smoothness, that Djokovic and Nadal don't have. So Federer made people feel a certain way. I think he's the most popular player in the history of the sport in terms of fan support. And I think that, you know, Rafa has his supporters too, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is it just pure numbers? Is it more subjective than that, this conversation?
Do you have a U.S. Open voice, and is it different from your college football voice?
I have a U.S. Open voice that Jennifer says I bring home at night. These matches have been ended so late. We're getting home at 1, 2 in the morning. She's obviously asleep. I come in, she'll stir and wake up, and she claims that I'm still in my booth voice, and she shushes me every time. She's not wrong. So I try to leave the U.S. Open voice out in Flushing Meadows, but it's hard. When you're yelling, dude, over 25,000 people for hours at a time, and then you come home, you have to speak a little differently. I've been guilty of bringing the voice home, but yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, you know, we could go for an hour, the difference between calling the sports, but you know, college football requires an exuberance, a different kind of energy than even the NFL does. Tennis, you watch the point unfold. You think during a long point, like 10 different things that I should say when it's over, and then you just discard them as the point continues. And then you might say nothing at the end. So it's a lot more self-editing, where in football, you just get out there and, you know, you just bring the energy, or you're going to get swallowed up in a place like Tuscaloosa.
Well, you can only imagine what Jim Nance sounds like when he goes home.
But I think he probably talks a lot softer and smoother than I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He would be like, hello, when he walks in, hello, friends.
The U.S. Open voice for me does not belong in the bedroom. I'm just going to admit that.
Great to talk to you. Have fun this weekend. Thank you, Chris.
All right, see you, DP.
That's Chris Fowler, ESPN college football announcer and hosting or doing the announcing at the U.S. Open as well. All right, let me take a break here. We'll get some more phone calls coming up, and we have a game to play. Paulie, what is the game that we'll play?
They've never played this one before. No one on radio has ever done this. If you could only watch one NFL game this weekend, and you cannot watch anything else.
Oh, that's going to keep people in their cars. Absolutely.
You'll be late to work.
Back after this. GetRefunds.com. It's exactly what it is. Get your refund. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, or the ERC. And it's a tax refund, not a loan, for businesses that kept employees on their payroll during the pandemic. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you to be claimed. And Innovation Refunds will help you. They've earned the highly coveted SOC 2, which is a compliance standard developed by the American Institute of CPAs. It specifies how trusted organizations should manage customer data in the areas of security, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice, but they work with a network of independent tax professionals. They share the information to see if you qualify. Innovation Refunds, 1-843-REFUNDS, or go to innovationrefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Elfar and yeah. Len Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, so he became friends with them.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the song, What's Going On, there's two guys talking. That's them.
So you had Len Barney, I think was number 20. I think he was a Hall of Famer. Mel Farr, was he a kick returner for them?
Yes.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul.
Why not put him on the practice squad, and then on game day you got Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem every week? That would be fantastic.
Mm.
I mean, okay. In hindsight.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Thank you, Paul.
I'm saying if I was there at the
thank
time,
you.
I
yeah.
probably would have right. seen that.
Yeah.
I probably didn't have practice squads at the time. Yeah. Hey, there's Marvin Gaye, number 22. Let's get him on the mic.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Marvin.
In the story, is like much to Berry Gordy's chagrin, he was furious and he thought Marvin Gaye was going to get killed trying out for the Lions. He's like, you already have a job.
Oh, the head of Motown.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, Todd.
When Marvin would get banged up and leave the field, he'd always expect sexual healing in the locker room. So that was awkward. That's probably why he didn't stay that long on the team.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just one report I read. I don't know how accurate that is. Sexual healing. It's one of his big hits.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing.
Get,
back to you in the studio.
Okay, here we go.
After they threw an interception, what would he ask, Todd?
What's going on?
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
And try to sing Hall & Oates. Do not try to sing Marvin Gaye.
You were offended by that.
Yes, I was.
Made you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know where you heard that report, Todd?
I do not.
Through the grapevine.
Come on, Todd. It's like T-ball. See, put on a T.
Right
what
now.
Are you doing at home? Are you working at all?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, you already got your guests. I got Rex Ryan coming up. You're sitting there in your shorts and no underwear.
He actually wasn't making enough money playing for the Lions, so he had to work the night shift. Gonna be a long night. You want me to sing that?
Why don't you come in tomorrow? Why don't you come in to work tomorrow? Exactly. Why don't you come
in alone?
Yes.
With the lights out, staring at the lights and the monitors and everything.
No, you can have the lights on. We can.
Can I watch some TV? Can I watch some football?
I can get you some leftovers from Meat Friday.
That would be nice. I'd love the Lucy Gooseys and the.
No, it's Juicy Lucy Burger.
Juicy Lucy.
Not Goosey Lucy. Goosey Lucy. All right, Paul, what's your game that we're playing?
If you could only watch one NFL game this weekend, I'm going to run through a bunch.
Oh, so only one NFL game. This isn't college football. Okay.
I'll throw them out, Dan, and you kind of give me levels of interest. Panthers at Falcons. Rookie quarterback, Desmond Ridder, kind of a semi-rookie quarterback.
That's your Falcons, Dan.
They are my Falcons.
We love rookie quarterbacks and unknowns.
I saw where Keyshawn Johnson said the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's bold.
In 2009?
No. He said, you know, they're probably going to be the class of that division and have home field advantage, I guess. I don't know what his reasoning was.
I don't know. Come on, Key. Bengals and Browns.
Well, let's see if Joe Burrow can live up to that salary.
That's a lot of money.
Your lovely, very popular Jacksonville Jaguars. Anthony Richardson for the Colts starting.
Mm-hmm.
Level of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to Buccaneers at Vikings. Yeah.
That's not fun.
What's going on right now?
Yeah.
What?
That's Marvin Gaye.
Stop me when you like a game. Titans at Saints.
Moving right along.
Okay, 49ers at Steelers.
Okay.
I like
that. All
right,
now we're talking. We're talking.
I have a game that would probably surprise you is the one that I'm anxious to watch.
Raiders-Broncos.
No.
Packers-Bears.
Dolphins-Chargers.
Sure.
Ooh. Okay.
Dolphins getting 3 against the Chargers.
Guys drafted right by each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Raiders-Broncos a little bit? Can Russell Wilson clean up his act? Can Jimmy
He's got to stop kissing babies and running for office. I'm curious about it, I guess. But is it a good kind of curiosity that you're tuning in? Like, how's Sean Payton going to change Russell Wilson? Is the team going to be any good? Jimmy G, let me tune in to see Jimmy G.
It may not be a great game, but there's curiosity.
Definitely.
Okay.
I love Packers-Bears, not even as a Bears fan. I'm really fascinated to see Jordan Love get a full start.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday. We didn't get to this. But if you were going to script the Super Bowl this year, if you said to the NFL, this is the game that I want, what would it be? You can script it. Todd, the Super Bowl that's best for everybody. Not you, but would be the best
for America.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm going to say the Jets and the Cowboys.
Okay.
America's so-called team, and Aaron Rodgers takes them immediately all the way to the Super Bowl.
Okay. We're well aware of the storyline.
Okay.
Seton O'Connor.
I want to see the 49ers because they kind of got robbed last year. Okay. If there was going to be an asterisk somewhere, it's them not having a quarterback in the
I got to ask Rex Ryan about that. You know, Tirico said, but he said it kind of quietly that, you know, an asterisk attached to this win. I'll ask Rex. I don't know if Mike was declaring it, but nobody put an asterisk by the Eagles beating the Niners last year with their quarterbacks all out. Okay, what else?
And I feel like the Bills.
Bills? Niners.
I think the Bills need to make it to the Super Bowl this year, yeah. And the world needs to see that.
Yes. Okay, we're designing the Super Bowl. Marvin?
I'm going to go Bills-Cowboys.
All right, spicy. Paul?
I thought about this a lot. I would go Lions-Bills. You have two huge underdogs.
Somebody's got to win.
Somebody would have to win that game.
Yes, they would. Yeah, they can't have a tie in the Super Bowl.
So I think that's a great one for a storyline.
I would say the Jets and the Cowboys. I'd agree with Todd. Because America's team, and you're going to have the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. I think that would be pretty spicy.
Would we be burned out on those two teams?
Oh, you would have thought we would have been burned out on the Cowboys the last couple of decades, and they haven't accomplished anything. But I'm going to guess you could probably have a couple of storylines today. Like, would you rather have Danny Dimes or Dak Prescott as your quarterback? Discuss. Have a hot take here. No, it's still, it's America's team. Jerry Jones maybe getting that Super Bowl that he can say, I got this when I didn't need Jimmy Johnson. Yes, Marv.
The over-under during the Super Bowl, how many times the camera pans to Jerry Jones? Mm. I'm going to go the over-under will be 18.
Isn't there artificial intelligence that they came up with that Jerry Jones, like his...
Like a kiosk at the Dallas Stadium, yes. Where you could ask him questions and he responds. Maybe they should hire that person to be the GM. Hey, AI.
Rex Ryan coming up. Final hour on this Meat Friday. One more item. We close out hour two, and we are ready to go. Football this weekend, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. You can have your brush up with greatness this weekend. All customers, take advantage of the two new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you get. Make sure you download the app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for $5. So the code is Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.